This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 331-25.
Well, Donald Trump, it's going to be interesting what happens here. Donald Trump signing the executive order today to demolish the Department of Education. So frustrating to watch how slowly this is going. I mean, Trump is really leading on all this. Lee, all these years, we've heard all these Republicans say we should demolish the Department of Education. Doesn't do anything but get in the way of education.
Well, but like you said, we've been listening to Republican lawmakers say this for decades.
Yes.
He's actually doing something.
Yep. Now it's going to be very interesting to see what the reaction of the Republican Party is. Do they actually mean it? And at some point here, this is where this is going to get interesting. And I don't know what month this is going to happen. But the weight of all of this, of Trump actually doing things Republicans have pledged to do for a long time, things that, okay, he's led the way, he signed the executive order. He can't have a presidency that's just executive orders. At some point, the Republicans in Congress are going to have to join him. And I don't mean do an interview where you say, yeah, we don't like the Department of Education. Okay, cool. Where's your legislation to eliminate it then? Where's that? You file that? Co-sponsored? No? All right. Well, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And I have this theory on what Trump is actually doing here, and Musk and Doge and the cutting of these agencies, that he knows a lot of this he can't get through. I mean, he needs a vote of the Senate, for instance, to ultimately wipe out the Department of Education. That the weight of this, of seeing a Republican do all of these things, the big cuts, the big spending cuts, the rooting out of the fraud and the waste that we've claimed we wanted for so long, that eventually the weight of his actions will put the pressure on the Republicans in Congress without him having to call them out and tear the party apart.
That's a very good theory. I think you're right.
I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah. This is not just for show. This is politics. And I think this is something that he has learned since his first shot at the presidency here, and realize that he's going to have to wait in the swamp for a while.
Yes. And eventually it's going, just by his actions, to become really obvious something is deeply wrong here. I mean, look, just as an example, okay? One of the things we really need, and Trump did this the other day, it's actually kind of brilliant, okay? Joe Biden put the entire coastal area, pretty much, of the whole United States off limits to new exploration permits. You got to get the exploration permits first, and then the second phase, you get the drilling permit. It's actually the third phase, but anyway. That is going to cost years. Where is the, now you can do that executively according to legislation, I mean, sorry, according to the law, right? But you can't undo it executively. A lot of people have asked me that. Why does Trump just sign an order? He can't. Biden can sign an order putting all those areas off limits, but Trump can't undo it. It's going to take a legislative change. Where is that?
Yeah.
Where's that legislation? It is, we're at March 20th. You see that legislation? No, I did not. What are they doing up there? And the answer is nothing. They're doing nothing. Here's another one. Trump brilliantly came up with this the other day. I hadn't even thought of this, but it's so obvious I couldn't believe I hadn't thought of it when he did it. Okay, We desperately need cheap energy right now because, during the Biden presidency, we lost 80,000 manufacturing jobs. Manufacturing's go down the tube because of high energy prices. And what did Trump do? Signed a clean coal executive order. And you can see why energy prices are going down the tube, because when Barack Obama took office, coal was 40% of the energy mix. Now it's 16. And what, did we replace it? No, we did it. I mean, every year that passes, our grid moves closer and closer to rolling blackouts or having problems with it because we don't have the energy capacity. Manufacturers can't pay the high prices and put up with that kind of unreliability. So Trump's obviously looking at this and go, okay, well, I can't get the permits online. So if I can get coal plants, because we got coal plants all over this country we can bring back online.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've got the EPA out of the way, all right, let's bring back clean coal. Because we don't have cheap labor like China and India do, but they don't have cheap coal. They've got to bring it in. We don't. So he's trying to unleash the coal right now. And here's the thing. It doesn't make any sense for us, for India and China to be making this stuff with coal, because we're going to burn it cleaner.
Yeah.
We're not getting anywhere by putting coal off limits. All we're doing is ensuring that China makes, big smoky, haze over its seas that we wouldn't even make. So Trump unleashing that is brilliant, because we don't need new permits for coal plants in terms of, exploration and stuff like that, like we do with natural gas and oil. And just doing everything he can to get things going while the Republican Congress does nothing. I mean, I thought surely we'd see the energy legislation, if only to give Trump the ability to reverse Biden's executive orders. Again, putting a lot of the shoreline, most of it actually, of the United States of America, completely off limits to permits. Shutting down permitting ability as well in the Gulf, in those Gulf states, it's just an absolute disaster, because they've found future fields that we can get to with technology. Louisiana is a good example of that. And now they're stuck. Well, we're just sitting here picking our nose, doing nothing. Democrats wouldn't do that. So this is just Trump, I think, leading by example. Okay, guys, you said you wanted to do it. Let's do it. And here's the thing. It'd be one thing if he was just doing this because he wanted to be fiscally conservative. But I keep saying that we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Do not have what we really need right now is a recession to get these rates down, so we don't end up in a debt death spiral.
Careful what you wish for, though.
I know, and these are not good options we've worked ourselves into.
No.
This isn't good at all.
And this isn't all, like you keep saying, this isn't just Biden and the Democrats. This is the Republicans that are painting us our economy into this corner as well.
Yeah, and I think eventually Republican voters are going to figure this out, and they're going to be really, really angry about this. The Institute of Peace, did you see this one? The Institute of Peace, founded by Ronald Reagan, completely corrupted by the left. So now the Institute of Peace has become really an arm, honestly, of the State Department as well, in much the way USAID is, which means they go all over the world giving grants for the silencing and suppression of journalists, censorship, installation of totalitarian regime, stuff left does all over the world. So the Institute of Peace, which was supposed to bring about peace, is not. The director of the Institute of Peace was fired by Donald Trump. This happened on Monday. This was incredible. Fired by Trump. Doge tries to walk in with the new president of the Institute of Peace. In the usual fashion, they try to go in there to try to figure out, what are you spending the money on? Where are the grants going? Who's getting them? What terrorist group are you funding? Stuff like that. And tries to walk in there. The old president of the Institute for Peace has physically resisted being removed from the building. It resulted in a police standoff. Both sides called the police.
Doesn't sound very peaceful, does it?
No, it's not.
Oh, boy.
So this is where we are right now. At any moment now, some judge will come along and order the old president is the one that Trump has no ability to do anything about that.
Somebody had sent us what I thought was very humorous little thing there from the Babylon Bee about that the federal judge has ruled that the two astronauts that had just been brought back to Earth have to be returned to the International Space Station.
Send them back. I don't know.
But, you know what? That right now could possibly come true. You're saying that some judge could rule, this was done improperly. This wasn't done with congressional order. It's got to send them back.
Yeah, because Biden wants him to be up there. So, so anyway, that standoff was Monday, and it took police to get him. They had to physically remove him from the building. What causes that kind of insubordination? You've been fired. Go home. That's what the rest of America does. You go home.
I thought that's what they said Donald Trump was going to do at the end of his first term. That he wouldn't leave the office. That they'd have to remove him.
No, it's these Biden people.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're emboldened by these judges.
Yes, of course.
Oh, look, I'm not leaving my office because some judge, if I wait 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, is going to order that I get to stay. And the new guy that Trump has appointed has to leave. Anyway, I can't wait to find out what the Institute. They finally, by the way, were able to sort it out who the president was of the Institute of Peace and install him. I can't wait till Doge gets all the receipts on what they were spending money on.
So there's war going on at the Institute of Peace.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So, who killed JFK? Fascinating question. Do we have the answer? No. In fact, it looks like about a third of the JFK documents that should be there are not. UK Daily Mail putting this out yesterday. There's all kinds of missing documents, which means that the deep state is in defiance of Donald Trump's order for all of them to be released. Yes, they could do some redactions, but the docs had to be out there. There are critical documents missing right now. But there's still some interesting stuff in the documents that are out. The head of the Declassification Committee, Representative Luna, pointing folks' attention yesterday on a podcast to one of those. And, you know, these documents are really interesting. They sort of, from what I've seen so far, and they're just coming out, so there's going to be a lot more here. They sort of point you in these directions, but they don't draw a conclusion as to who done it. In other words, there's no, like, CIA agent, you know, 102301. It's not like that. There's just these little tidbits that point directions that may or may not mean anything, like this. This is fascinating. President JFK did not trust the CIA, probably a good long-term strategy for any U.S. president. And he sought assistance, according to the documents. And so this is Representative Anna Paulina Luna. She's out of Florida. Saying, look at this document, check it out. This is, she said, what she thinks is most interesting. JFK sought the assistance of the, get this, Soviet Union, Soviet intelligence services, to address rogue elements within the CIA prior to his untimely death. In other words, he figured if there were rogue elements inside the CIA, he believed that there were, they would know who they were. He was trying to ID them. God, that's fascinating. You know what it means? Trump is hardly the first president to fail to gain and maintain control of the deep state, which is out of control. And I don't mean that as a criticism of Trump. It's just, it is what is. These are powerful agencies. More powerful, in fact, perhaps, than the U.S. government or this nation itself. Anyway, there's about 80,000 pages there. And the other one that's getting a lot of attention, U.S. Army Intelligence Officer Gary Underhill. And again, this is not definitive. It's just, it's a memo. And it details how he had all kinds of connections as well. Went to see some friends the day after the assassination. Said that a small clique within the CIA was involved in Kennedy's assassination and that he feared that he would be the next to be assassinated. So Gary Underhill was a CIA special assignments operator. And this is the day after Kennedy's assassination. So he is, Underhill was also a World War II military intelligence veteran, former Life magazine photojournalist, linked to all kinds of high-ranking government officials and CIA officials. So he frantically drives to New Jersey the day after the assassination, visits friends, and tells them he's afraid that he will be killed. He was. Friends described him, according to the memo, which is part of the release, as sober but badly shook. Quite telling for someone who is a perfectly rational and objective person, as his friends described him. Within 6 months, he would be found dead, shot in the head in his own apartment. Here's from the memo. The day after the assassination, Gary Underhill left Washington in a hurry. Late in the evening, he showed up at the home of friends in New Jersey. He was very agitated. A small clique within the CIA was responsible for the assassination, he confided, and he was afraid for his life and probably would have to leave the country. Anyway, less than 6 months later, Underhill was found shot to death in his Washington apartment. The coroner ruled it a suicide, despite the odd entry angle of the bullet. I think the Soviet connection is very interesting there, too. Anna Paulina Luna is pointing out that he was JFK, who, by the way, if JFK was around today, he would be a Republican. He might even be a member of the Freedom Caucus. Very much anti-communist, patriotic, pro-America. I mean, all the things Democrats aren't today. You'd have to be, given all of that, you'd have to be a special level of desperate to be in conversation with the then Soviet Union, trying to ID rogue agents inside your own CIA. But see, that's what's so interesting about what's come out so far. We don't know yet because people are still trolling through them. And really, X is breaking these down, running them through like a filter. And there's nothing definitive there. It's just suggestions. Well, Kennedy, consulted with the Soviet Union trying to figure out who the rogue elements inside the CIA were. Oh, and then he was dead. That doesn't prove who killed him, which is what's so frustrating. One of the really interesting things that Anna Paulina Luna was pointing out on Benny Johnson, too, was that a lot of these documents are predictive. Here's what she said from the transcript. Like, in other words, they said things that happened, that then happened. She said, well, also, if I could just point out, you actually have a document up right now, and she had been showing it to him, that admits Dr. King is going to be killed as well. So these are documents mentioning, hey, might be killed, likely to be killed. Bam, he gets killed. What I'm finding, she said, the congresswoman, is confirmation of many people's concerns that at the time, intelligence agencies were operating in the shadows and, as you saw, were a rogue entity. They still are today. When I made that first admission, Benny, saying that I believe there were multiple shooters, I actually got calls from people saying, where are you finding the evidence? You haven't seen the documents yet. I said, I'm going based on witness testimony. So this is interesting in terms of what she's finding inside it, inside of these. But again, there's nothing definitive. Just sort of pointers that you can't say, okay, well then Underhill was killed. Well, you don't know. Anyway, there's over 80,000 documents. She says they're targeting 20 key documents. And again, UK Daily Mail began pointing out yesterday the deep state's holding some of the key ones back. We have some of them, but we don't have all of them. In other words, they're still withholding some of this stuff. So that's where we are so far. It's like Joe Rogan tweeted. I loved his tweet yesterday. So who killed JFK? Don't know. Texter writes, hey, Tira, can you help with this, please? Ask people to call Henry McMaster. That's our governor. 803-734-2100 before 10 today. Ask him to withdraw the nomination of Edward Double Masker Simmer. Texter writes, Kennedy refused to allow a certain foreign country permission to have nuclear weapons one day before his assassination. Look, but this is very, there are all kinds of countries and their intelligence services mentioned in these documents. I don't know that it's definitive inside of them. So, I mean, I don't want to say. One of the interesting things that I didn't see coming, Australia is all over the place inside these documents. But then that Five Eyes relationship goes back a number of decades, though. They're part of the Five Eyes. Basically, they share intel with our intelligence agencies. Texter writes, Tara, why is Trump making a big deal about his executive order but not going after the judges? I think he has verbally gone after the judges. In other words, he's criticized them. Here's the thing, that with Trump, this could easily turn into a fight with the GOP. I think he's just building pressure, and letting others do the arguing, like Josh Hawley and maybe even Ron DeSantis. By the way, it's interesting. Ron DeSantis is coming out and screaming and yelling at the Republicans in Congress saying, look, they have the ability, any number of ways to stop these judges. And impeachment isn't even the best one of those ways. And you know what's interesting about that? Now, Trump and DeSantis have been enemies in the past, right? I mean, obviously, DeSantis ran against him. Trump went golfing. What's it been, like a week ago now with Casey and Ron? And now all of a sudden, Ron's out there wailing on Congress for Trump. I just think it's interesting. That's all. Kind of weird, too, seeing as Trump has endorsed Casey DeSantis, who might run for governor of Florida. I hope she does. Has endorsed Byron Daniels in the race against her, yet they're all out playing golf. And now Ron DeSantis is standing up for Trump better than just about anybody except maybe Josh Hawley today. Wow. Democrats have learned nothing from their loss. This is terrifying, folks. Look, if we win, when we win, us on the right, they get to keep all of their Bill of Rights freedoms. Democrats do. They don't lose a thing. In fact, the price of eggs goes down. Now that we're no longer killing chickens for no reasons, by the way. Do you realize that the price of eggs has declined 47%? How did Trump do that? The government just stopped killing chickens for no reason. Works every time it's tried. Anyway, wait till you hear what Hillary just did. You know how J.D. Vance went to Germany, gave that foreign policy speech, told them to stop censoring their own people? And you got to understand, Americans don't understand how bad it is in Europe. I really don't think they do. I think they think that Europe's kind of basically like us. They're democratic. They're not anymore. The right-wing parties there in Germany, which, by the way, were polling number one and number two, and ultimately finished number one and number two in the election, were not allowed to campaign. They were not allowed to have a presence on social media. The leader of one of them, the AfD party, was arrested for accurately quoting rape statistics from the government on migrant rape. So go ahead and try to win an election when you're not allowed to be seen or heard from on social media. It's a miracle they did anyway in Germany. This is the kind of totalitarian stuff. Look, this is straight out of China. So that when J.D. Vance went there, what he was warning them, because it was right before their election, J.D. Vance was saying, stop it. You can't censor your political rivals and install yourself Nazi style. I mean, there's no other comparison. They were fascist. So the Democrat Party just sent Hillary over to Germany. Yeah, Germany. To give a lecture at the World Forum on the Future of Democracy, Tech, and Humankind, in which she called for, get this, censorship. goes on German soil and calls for censorship. What does that remind you of? Like, you could practically smell the books burning. The Third Reich, jeez. Anyway, she says this at a forum in Germany. She's talking about the crisis of their time. So this is the Democrats going back over there and essentially telling him, hey, ignore J.D. Vance's speech. We're trying to censor half our country, too. We get it. We feel your pain. We need to shut these people up. You know what this means? We have not really heard from the Democrats a lot on censorship since the election. She was probably one of the foremost voices advocating for it before the election. Like, you know, wow, we have got to start. And she said, we've got to start putting these people in prison. She said that for disinformation. One of the most terrifying things I've ever heard come out of the mouth of a Democrat, and that's saying something. Anyway, turns out she gave a speech in Germany. There's no way to sugarcoat it, she says, that Donald Trump has caused autocracy to be on the march. And how did they do that? How did he do that? He said, by putting people like Elon Musk in charge of the flow of information in our world. She says, putting him in control of the continuation of algorithms that not only addict us, but poison us with hatred and fear. Okay, folks, this is the party. I should pull this back up. This is the party that when Mark Zuckerberg argued with them and said, no, I'm not going to censor true things, they began criminally investigating him. This is in Hillary's world, that is freedom. That's what we should all strive for. Here, I'll play it, actually. It's the 17 seconds from Zuckerberg. He was on Joe Rogan talking about, listen, because Rogan's asking, well, you know, why did you censor true things? He said, I had no choice. They're going to put me in prison.
And we said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know. Then, like, all these different agencies and branches of government basically just, like, started investigating and coming after our company. It was brutal.
Okay, so that's freedom. In Hillary's world, if you're the right people, you get to say things, but everybody else goes to prison, so you'll love it. It's absolutely fantastic. All right. She goes over there. Listen to this on what she said. Basically, she's telling them, ignore J.D. Vance. We'll eventually get back into power, and then we can all crush dissent with our boot. Quote, information determines how we think. How we think determines what we say, and what we say determines what we do, said Clinton, pointing to technology and artificial intelligence is the core issue facing our world today. What does she want? Only agreed upon facts can be seen and shared. In other words, facts the Democrat Party and liberals like, even though they're not true. Which you just heard it from Mark Zuckerberg. Quote, this is Hillary in Germany, where there are no facts that are agreed upon, this guy Orwell could have written this, where there are no facts that are agreed upon that happen right before your eyes and you have leaders telling you to ignore it, that Putin did not invade Ukraine. Actually, we started the Ukraine. Actually, Hillary and Obama started the Ukraine war. Ukraine's just the address the war is being held on at, those poor people. That Putin did not invade Ukraine, that Ukraine somehow bought it upon itself, she added. Clear reference to Trump, where there are no facts, there cannot be truth. And where there is no truth, there cannot be trust. And where there is no trust, there cannot be democracy and peace. So we got to eliminate facts we don't like. What was Trump referring to there? Well, same thing Marco Rubio saying. This was never a war between Ukraine and Russia. It was a war between us and Russia. Here's Rubio explaining. This is what Trump meant. This is what he was saying.
It's been very clear from the beginning that President Trump views this as a protracted, stalemated conflict. And frankly, it's a proxy war between nuclear powers, the United States helping Ukraine and Russia. And it needs to come to an end. And no one has any idea or any plan to bring it to an end. The plan of the Ukrainians up to now and their allies on Capitol Hill and the people you talk to in other countries is, let's just keep giving them as much as they need for as long as it takes. That's not a strategy.
So that's Rubio admitting this is a proxy war. This is a America versus Russia war. This is why Trump is so desperate to stop it. Ukraine, those poor people, that's just the address they're holding the war. So this is Hillary Clinton, the woman who made up the Russia collusion hoax, paid for the fabrication of the Russia collusion hoax, knew it was a hoax, wants everyone else censored. This is a woman who says there's a vast white right-wing conspiracy. Anyway, she concluded her remarks in Germany by telling forum goers that the world needed to discuss how the weaponization of technology and the imposition of artificial intelligence will, unless we act now, become partners to the autocrats. She wants people censored. She wants one agreed-upon set of facts. So, folks, Democrats are not backing down. And here's the thing. Hillary didn't go there herself. This is not just Hillary decided. The Democrat Party said, oh, my gosh, we got to send some folks. We got to send some of our fascists over to Germany to talk to their fascists. And sure, it looked like the Trump administration might be long. It might last another 3.5 years. But by God, we are going to crush dissent. Don't give up. You crush dissent, too. And now we're fighting this rising autocracy, she said, where everybody says, oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to think about this anymore. And she says, we need to think about it. You know what they're objecting to? You know what she's talking about? They are still steaming mad that Elon Musk allows everyone, including their voters, by the way, to have free speech. They can't stand that for the first time. They can't control the narrative. Wow. Going to Germany, y'all. Germany. To argue facts need to be controlled by the government. Honestly, I don't know why she didn't haul a stack of books behind her. And then they all just get out the marshmallows and roast them. Hitler style, because that's what happened in that country. Texture writes, the Democrats still control everything. That's the problem. Well, you know what we're learning from the JFK documents? Apparently, this has been this way for a long time. Goes way back. That is absolutely fascinating about him contacting the Soviet. Think about this. Not the Russians at the time. This is the USSR. And these are communists. For help identifying rogue elements inside the CIA. And here's the thing. There's no definitive conclusions because the deep state has violated Trump's executive order and they're withholding so much of this. When you put that together with a final warning coming from the USSR, our worst enemy on Earth at the time, that Lee Harvey Oswald was going to attempt to assassinate the president. I wonder what this all adds up to. I don't know. It looks like about a third of the papers are missing. No surprise there, right? Texter writes, we have three branches of government, the judicial, Congress, and the bureaucratic. Har-har. Yeah, supposed to be executive. Texter writes, in the 30s, the Germans burned pornography, Bolshevik propaganda, and LGBT text aimed at children. Yes, those were you're absolutely right. Those were among the books they burned, along with pretty much everything else in the library. Famous Jewish authors going back centuries. German authors whose philosophies they just disagreed with. So, yes, those were among the things they burned. Because they burned darn near everything, including newspapers to the ground that refused to ensconce a Nazi censor. You know, the kind of censor Hillary Clinton wants now. A censor in every social media outlet. That's what she's demanding. That's what she demanded in Germany. And folks, I don't want anything censored. I don't want to censor Bolshevik propaganda. I don't want to censor LGBTQ text. I just don't want them in the children's section. I don't want to censor anything. I love the Bill of Rights. I love freedom. We don't need to censor stuff. In fact, I like having those things out there because we want to know where people stand. We want to know who's who so we can sort them out. Know who to listen to and who to ignore, who not to take seriously, given their track record. Texter writes, the Democrats, still control everything. That's the problem. We are working on that. Folks, You know what this means? Trump has gotten further and is getting further, exposing them that JFK did. JFK is looking more and more like a fellow traveler of Trump's every day. Texter writes, yet Trump, when asked, said Hillary was a fine person. Yeah, but to be fair, he's trashed her too. Texter writes, Tira, good morning, love the show. I'd like to see the brainiacs in Trump's administration write the bills with the presidential signature that usually comes last and then send them to Congress. That's a great idea, actually. Thank you, Stephen. That's going to have to happen. And I'm so glad that, again, DeSantis and now finally Senator Josh Hawley are out there this morning saying, listen, these rogue judges might be rogue, but it's Republican leadership that's empowering them by refusing to take any of the myriad of actions that they have. And again, impeachment isn't even the best one. It would take 2/3 in the Senate. There's plenty of 50+1 solutions if they want them. Texter writes, where did this go? Just went by. Texter writes, wow, we get into that another show. Texter writes here, agreed upon facts. Since when are facts determined by whether people agree with that? Well, in Hillary Clinton's world and on Facebook and Twitter before Elon Musk. Have a great rest of the day. Mike's up next.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.